Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bang.
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Now that ain't it, we all know I could be a baller rather answer my call though.
it's all soaked. We ain't gonna lose, it ain't the shoes and it ain't all the smoke. Mirror see you clearer, start with you just like Michael did. I could change the world with this music more than rifles. Shoot, it's a gift, it's a curse. Talking about your birth, now what you're worth. Not in gold, but in your soul, mature and we can flourish. Lately we've been discouraged, uncherished, and malnourished. Repeat it, like you a parrot, regurgitate like other birds. So far from just some words, before assertive will be heard. What's the verdict? What's deserved? So what if I struck a nerve? I suck if it's just a curve, that ruckus is just a blur. Won't last past the blast off, I'm on to other worlds.
This world goes down to you. All my soldiers around the world. Cause you walk up in the air. If you are a walking man,
man,
man, man, man, man, man, man, man,
man,
walking man,
man, man,
man, man,
man, man, man, man, man, listen what I'm telling you. Solomon was wise, but too many wives was killing him. Learn to be a rocket, we exist in subatomic. Levels, all them devils that you keep in your pocket. Return to the sender, getting burned in your optic. Not a cycle has a logic, some would call it cosmic. Shoot it like a rocket, man. I adopt a proper plan, am I prepared? Where? Future world is here. Up out of this atmosphere, yeah. But I still see clear. Spread more love, no fear, yeah. Gotta be sure when we get near. Coming up on the higher zone. No, you'll never be alone. Build a matrix in your dome. When I'm in space, I feel at home. I'm in another dimension. We hold the key to this life's destiny. I'm a lost dream walking around your city. OGs spreading the seeds. We seek
peace.
One goes down to you. All my soldiers around the world. Cause you walk up in the air. If you are a walking man,
man, man, man, man, man, man,
I am a walking man,
man, man, man,
man, man, man, man,
man, man, man, man, man, man, man,
man, man, man.
Cool. I got to meet a lot of people I really like Larry Flint I got to talk to. And even if you don't like Hustler, you got to respect Larry Flint because he got shot for free speech. He went to the Supreme Court for it, and I tried to have a moment with him. I'm like, you know, Mr. Flint, I just want to thank you for all you've done for free speech. It means a lot to me as a performer. And I think I moved him on some level because he's like, I'm paraphrasing. Then I tipped over his wheelchair and teabagged him. Smell those, godless pornographer. Gene Simmons was there from Kiss. And they're one of my longest standing group of idols. Like, I love Kiss, man. When I was 7, my first fantasies in life were about Kiss. I used to fantasize that Kiss would show up to my apartment with their costumes and their makeup, and they would beat me and hurt me and throw me down the stairs. And then hug me and love me and make it all better. I don't expect you to relate. I've told that story many times. I've never had an audience member go, I hear you. Hey, Bob Kelly, what's up? So I went to see Kiss at the Garden. And I'm not going to lie, man. I get pretty starstruck most of the time. But my friend knows Gene, and she snuck me backstage to get a photo. And I couldn't talk. Like, I shook hands with all the band members. And I tried to say hello, and my mouth wouldn't work. And I am standing in front of my childhood idols. They're all behind me. And Paul Stanley reached around affectionately for the photo and put his arm on my shoulder. I was so starstruck, I took my stupid head and went, how homoerotic is that? I rested my head on the bicep of a shirtless man in heels and makeup. I swear to God, if he would have kissed my neck, I would have went, Paul.
Tune to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Back here with you, still trying to get things settled. My guest will be joining me shortly. Sim One, the drummer extraordinaire, who started off here in the Bay Area and is now located out in Australia. And he's going to be joining me here momentarily. I appreciate the early love in the chat room, especially the lovely creme de la creme and also the lovely and talented Goofy Bone. But as I said, I'm going to be joined by a drummer tonight. His name's Simone White. Simone first picked up his first pair of sticks at the young age of 5. And by the age of 14, he was playing locally in the San Francisco scene while doing small tours with jazz ensembles locally. The eclectic nature of the San Francisco music scene meant that Simone had to learn to play a variety of musical styles. His range and versatility landed him gigs with such artists as George Clinton, Mark Eitzel, Midnight Voices, Disposable Heroes of Hypocrisy, and Michael Fronte and Spearhead. Simone's unique drumming is very groove-driven, but being a lover of all music, splashes of different styles resonate in his playing. Simone is currently living in Sydney, Australia, with his wife, and he's working on several recording projects. In fact, he's running late today because he's, I guess, in one day today, he ran around town and had to work on 3 separate different projects in the same day. So that's why he's getting in late, but he will be here momentarily. We'll chat with Simone about his long, illustrious musical career and play some tracks that he's appeared on, and also some stuff that he's we're gonna play some stuff that kind of spans his career, I guess. He's played, like I said, with a wide range of artists, so we're gonna explore some of that music, that wide range of music here tonight. And so I mentioned Mark Eitzel. I always think I say his name wrong. It's one of those people I see his name around, and I don't think I've ever actually heard him play. But I thought I uploaded some. I should have this stick in my goddamn switchboard. Oh, yeah, it is what it is, folks. It's the BTR switchboard. You just have to deal with it. But what did I want to play here? I wanted to play something to get fired up for Simone coming on the program. All right, let's see what I have here. Blobity, bloobity, blobity. If you want to join me, I'm vamping here, obviously. The lines are open. I'll take your calls until Simone joins me. The number, 347-826-7667. It's Vince in the Bay. And like I said, he's played with George Clinton, Mark Eitzel. Mark Eitzel is from American Music Club, I think, which is another San Francisco band. Spearhead. All right, here's a track that he played on, a track that came out a long time ago. This was like the first Spearhead record ever. And I think this came out in like 1994. And this is before it became just... this is actually before it was Michael Fronte and Spearhead. This is when it was just Spearhead. And Simone is playing drums on this one. This is Love is the Shit. And you know what? Love is the shit. In fact, it's one of my sponsors tonight. Oh, real quickly in the chat room, big ups to Brad Michael and Creme de la Creme. Brad Michael D in the chat room has opined a question, and that is, what is the Bay? The Bay, Vince in the Bay refers to in the Bay Area. Yeah, Vince in the Bay Area, San Francisco Bay Area. But for short, it's Vince in the Bay. The San Francisco Bay. And yes, I'm literally in the Bay. I am relaxing and broadcasting from high above my yacht here. I have several goddesses down warming in the hot tub down below me. And I'm going to join them here in a second because love is the shit.
life long. The shit that makes life long. Never know when you might jump in. And I walked upon the ground. The irrepressible and impermissible are all the two things that I made my life miserable. The spirits don't leave if you don't talk about them. The memories come back when you don't think about them. I wish I had a notion of some magic potion to set all this emotion for what you want with emotion. But I never felt this way, something can't be rehearsed. Now I'm grinding up my gearbox trying to find reverse. Because what's the shit that makes life run?
Tune to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she's sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang.
I
hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope,
really
so.
Hope so. Yeah. Vince in the Bay, motherfuckers. Hey. Call me, bitch.
347-826-7667. Still waiting for my guest to join me. We didn't really establish a set time to start. I did tell him when the show started, but so I just talked to him a minute ago. He's going to be in here in a minute, folks. Still waiting for him to show up, though. He said he just got in the door. He was just got in from running around doing three different gigs. He's a very, very, very in-demand craftsman, and his craft happens to be playing drums. And you heard some of his work there. That was that track that we played. Was Love Is the Shit, is Da Shit, excuse me. It's Love Is Da, D-A, not T-H-E, D-A, Love Is Da Shit. By Spearhead, before it was named Michael Franti and Spearhead, it was just Spearhead, and Simone, the funky drummer, was a part of it. And now, ladies and gentlemen, he has graced us with his presence. Or maybe not. We just lost him. Hang on. My producer is telling me that we had him, and then they said we lost him. All right. So Simone will be on here with us in a minute. I'm going to take a little sip of water here. Should have done this during the break, but hey, what do you do? Refreshing. All right. Now I think we're ready. Okay, let's try this again. Introducing our guest tonight, Simone, the funky drummer. What it do, man? How you doing, brother?
Yo, man. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Ah, sweet ass.
Yeah, you sound good. We got it, man. We're locked in.
I was so scared that it wasn't going to happen. I've been running around.
Oh, it's all good, man. No worries. You're here now. We got plenty of time.
I can breathe now.
Yeah, you can just relax. I took a little break there and played the track "Love Is the Shit," which you appeared on, and I love that record. That record that was on. I remember playing that song. I did college radio at KSJS in San Jose, and that album "Home." Was in heavy rotation when I was a college DJ in 19 whatever that was 94 95 something like that
something crazy.
yeah I remember it. I used to play Red Beans and Rice. That was
I played
like the
on
track
most
I
of the record play. Before that what uh-huh. happened was we did some production in San Francisco, and we basically. I think that was one of my real launches into production. Mm-hmm. And I started thinking about different drummers playing on it. So that's what happened. I only played on one track.
Wow. That's crazy. That's a great track, though. You picked a good one.
Yeah, definitely.
I love that one. Go ahead.
Man,
what's up?
This is wild. This is so cool.
Yeah, BTR. Welcome to BTR, dude. You know what? Not very many people overseas know about BTR. It's kind of weird. It's kind of a U.S. phenomenon. I used to do a really late show. Like I used to do this show like almost at like, I think I used to do it like midnight, my time. And I would
Why
get
so
people
late?
Calling. I just like the late night format. It's kind of like no holds barred. I'd get a lot of really interesting callers, and I still do get some interest. I pushed the time start time earlier, and I still get trolled. You get trolled. You get crazy callers, people calling in, basically prank calling you, and it's really fun. It's exciting, and if you stick around, you'll get to experience some of it. Oh no, I encourage you to laugh. That's what we're here for, to have a good time. To enjoy ourselves. I want to find out. Not only do I want to talk to you about music and stuff, but I also want to talk about just your life in Australia and what that's like coming from the Bay. I mean, what's it been? How long have you been there? And what's been the biggest sort of change for you culturally from the Bay Area going to Sydney?
Good point. Basically, what's really happened, I think, good point you said, culturally. Basically, I think a lot of it actually has changed so much over here. I think it was so much more multicultural before, and I think it's gone. And I'm looking at a lot of people from other countries, and they look like outsiders. And there is no one relations or one style of people here. And I'm watching people leave because they feel like they're banned out of here.
Hmm. That's weird.
So it's really sad. A friend from San Francisco said he's leaving because he feels like he's being pushed out.
Oh, people are just kind of rude to him and stuff, or just trying to, or nasty to him or whatever because he's a foreigner?
Okay, I can say it. Racism.
Oh, so he's black?
No, he's Asian.
He's Asian. Okay, so there's some sort of, what do they call that when people are prejudiced against Asians? What do they call, like, xenophobia? They find these weird words to, like, they don't just call it racism right across the board. They have to, it's like, oh, no, if you don't like Jewish people, it's not racist. That's something else, you know? That's
bull.
Like a black thing, you know?
That's so bull.
But that's interesting, though. It's interesting that he's Asian because because technically Australia is an Asian Pacific country. So you think they'd be if foreign if anything, the whites are obviously the imperialists are the foreigners, but that's interesting that of all the different nationalities and races out there, it's the Asians they have a problem with.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's why I've been running around today because he's moving. He's from the Bay. He's saying, I'm out of here. And I'm going, what?
Is he going back to the Bay? Is he coming back to the Bay?
No, he's going to Hawaii.
Oh, well, that's close enough. hey, have you guys had to worry about any of that radioactivity shit? Like, you're closer than we are.
No, nothing really yet.
Yeah, from what I can tell, if you lived and were in the vicinity of that, of maybe like a 150-mile radius, you might have a reason to shit your pants, but I think everybody else should be okay.
It's so wild, though, isn't it? It's like you're going like, wow, this is reality.
Yeah, and it's just shit is popping off like that all over the place now. It's just crazy. It's that movie. Did you see 2012, the movie?
Yeah, of course. I love
the
that
movie.
Stuff.
We're living the movie right now because it started out
it's
like that. It was, just like,
now.
It was just like slow, isolated, big earthquakes, and then suddenly there's more and more and more. But we're just kind of like taking it for granted now. It's just, we had another 9.0 earthquake that took out some island community. Like, isn't that odd that every year we have one of these huge things?
It's basically everything coming to fruition. It's really coming to our faces. But, you know, most people just go, I'll just get in my Beamer and just live my life. But it's really reality.
Well, yeah. Or if you're like me, you hop in the yacht and you get a couple of the ladies together, you jump in the hot tub, and you have a little bunga bunga time.
And just love, love, love.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. It. That's what it's all about.
Do your thing.
At the end of the day, when it's all said and done, it all comes down to it is what it is, and that's real talk.
Exactly.
Anyway.
So it's cool that you got me on here. I'm so thankful. Thank you very much.
Oh, absolutely, dude. I'm glad I'm glad we hooked it up. It's good to finally connect with you. Virtually in some way more than just Facebook.
That's been a blessing to me, actually. I can't say any more about that. I've done some really great work via Facebook and MySpace as well.
Mm-hmm.
With some really great artists. So you probably have some stuff, but I probably need to send you heaps more, and there's so much going on.
Mm-hmm.
Even possibly a tour coming back to the States.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I have to come back home. I have to come back home.
Oh, that's going to be awesome.
So,
go ahead.
Go on. I'm sorry.
No, I go ahead, dude. Will you finish your thought? What were you going to say?
No, so there's a couple of people that I've done some stuff with via the internet, and they haven't said much about what I can actually spread across, but there's a guy called O5 Rick that's worked with Porcupine Tree, and that's a drummer called Gavin Harrison, and now I'm actually doing some stuff solo with him, and the stuff is really incredible. It's very David Bowie-ish.
Oh, nice.
Basically bagging on the whole X Factor thing.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not really up on the X Factor thing. That's a British thing. It's more British imperialist sphere. So we don't get much of that here. Why don't you talk about that? Because I've heard it made a little bit of a splash here. Because I guess Rage Against the Machine did like had all their fans. Rage Against the Machine did. No, last
why?
Year or something like that.
I got to say why.
No, they did it once as a stunt. I guess their fans, they just like decided to all vote 1 week or something, and they knocked off one of Simon Cowell's like proteges or something, and Simon Cowell got all pissed because Rage Against the Machine beat him.
Nasty.
Yeah, so I don't know what that's all about.
I hung out with those guys before, and I have so much, of course, I hung out with Zach the most because I think I was in the Hip-Hopercy at the time. And, of course, the whole political stance. And he was actually really, really, really cool.
Yeah.
He just seems really, he
has a side of him that can be really pissed off. He channels it through his music. It's amazing. it's crazy, though. I've been around long enough and I've met enough performers to get to know them off the stage, and I got to tell you, 9 times out of 10, the people that off the stage, once they get off the stage, it's like night and day. They're a completely different person. Like if they seem really extroverted on stage, they're usually very calm and soft spoken and boring in person.
Funny thing, you said that. I was talking about that today on Facebook about how people in the 70s were exactly what you saw them as on stage when you saw them in person. You know, one-on-one, they were just like really, really valid of what the same things were.
Yeah. And nowadays it's just all for show, and then everybody gets in their minivan and picks up their kids from soccer practice and packs sandwiches and eats Oreos. And then vacuums it up all later and changes diapers and whatever.
Well, we all do that. I mean, that's life. But,
well, I change my own diapers, thank you.
But a lot of it's really shallow. But I'm saying, you know, back to that old school music. And, you know, you like a lot of old school music, and it seems like it really resonates in your head. Those people seem to be really for real as what they were.
Mm-hmm.
But now what we're seeing is it's only a media splash, and that's not really, you know, that's not really what it's about. It's art. It's still art. If you're real, it's still really art, and it's still really expression. That's what I think.
Yeah,
I mean, that's why we keep people's records for like 10 years and going, or 20 years or 30 years and going, oh, that's part of my life experience.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry if I sound too emotional about it. I'm just
cool.
Wow. I'm going, wow, that's really heavy. I brought all this damn vinyl over here with me. And I'm going,
well,
wow.
Vinyl's actually worth something. It actually retains value as opposed to CDs, which I think are just basically coasters at this point.
Yeah, and here's the thing. Think about liner notes. about looking at the record and going, who produced it? Who wrote this? Who wrote that?
Yeah.
That really makes you think about what you want to be. And that's what actually got me into actually writing music, is looking at, say, for instance, Chic. You probably saw a bunch of stuff of that on Facebook. I kept talking about Chic. That was one of my main influences. And I went, wow, they wrote for this guy. They wrote for that guy. And it's like David Bowie, you know, Duran Duran. And it's beautiful. It's what life is. And so much of this other crap over here, these kids are only into, like, you know, like this one-dimensional metal stuff. And it's going to be gone quickly.
No, it's not even that, dude. It's, you know, it's worse than that, dude. Nowadays, kids nowadays, they're not even half. Most of them aren't even into metal. Most of them are into they're into like that goddamn Friday song, that stupid annoying Friday song that everybody
that
Rebecca
that
Black.
One. Play it.
Oh,
you have it. Come on. Give me a second of it so I can just cringe.
Let me see.
Come on.
I probably do have it. Hang on. I haven't played it officially.
I know you got it somewhere. Just. Lay it on
what's
me.
Her name? What's that bitch's name? Rebecca Black. All right, hang on. This is what the
I
kids.
Don't know
are.
Who she is.
Oh yeah, all right. Shut the fuck up. Here we go. Here it is. Here's what the kids are finger banging to in today's culture. All right. So that bullshit has replaced the Rick Roll. You know how you get Rick Rolled?
Oh, sorry.
Now when I do my chat my show now when the trolls call in,
can I collapse on the floor now?
I didn't even get to the worst part of the song, where it's the fucking hook. It's horrible. Friday. It's like a total joke, and like the kids are. It's all ironic and cool, and it's. Over 50 million downloads or views on YouTube.
Really?
50 million, dude.
Really?
In like a week.
You know,
in like a week. Another one of these Justin Bieber YouTube sensations.
I give more props than that. I teach kids, you know that.
Yeah. Well, Justin Bieber, I've seen videos where he plays drums and stuff, and he seems.
Yeah,
like
you saw that one. Cool. And I give him props for that. I mean, him and his mom, you know, probably did their thing. It's just money. Everyone wants to get launched. So, I mean, if that's what he needs to do, that's cool. I don't really bag on him that much, but that was bad.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Horrible.
I was like going, I was thinking I was in a video game. Or at a mall.
And you know what? The thing is, it wasn't like this chick just like got something, rinky-dink thing out and did it herself. She was actually recruited. She was recruited for that. Seriously, there's this company that just ironically or coincidentally, I guess, they opened their doors like a month before the song hit, and they're like this new little hit factory. I forgot the name of it. I'll have to track down the article. I did it on my show.
We gotta talk, man.
But
this
company.
No. You hear me?
What?
We got to talk. We got to do some media blitz.
All right. You want some shit to go viral? I'm the last guy that's going to be able to do that for you, dude.
I'm just thinking we got to hit some people with some stuff. But better than that, that was funny.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of those. Oh, it's so bad. It's so bad. It's so good. It's so bad, but it's so good. And you hate to love it, but you love it. It's just stupid. It's so postmodern that it makes me want to fucking gouge my eyes out. But I wouldn't do that for you folks, because then I wouldn't be able to give you the full love and attention and affection that you need. And I'm going to be kicking it here with Simone, the funky drummer, a little bit more. We're going to take a little break and listen to something else that he has performed on. This is also turning back the clock a little bit, going back to the 90s. This is something, I'm just going to go find it here. Oh, don't tell me it didn't load. Come on. Didn't load. All right, I'm going to take a smoke break. How about that? I'll take a smoke break, and I'll be right back with Simone the Funky Drummer, and we'll try to play this Mark Einzel track that for some reason doesn't want to upload. I don't know. I blame, as always, I blame...
The Libyans!
Yeah, it's always the Libyans. It's their fault. And before I take this break, this smoke break, I want to thank, acknowledge our listeners in Santiago, Chile, tuning into shortwave station WXLFTRULC. You're listening to the Vince in the Bay radio network.
Análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo. El hombre.
They found me.
Run for it, Marty! Who? Who do you think? The Libyans! Holy shit!
As Commander-in-Chief, I am grateful to our soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, Coast Guardsmen, and to their families. And I know all Americans share in that sentiment. For generations, the United States of America has played a unique role as an anchor of global security and as an advocate for human freedom.
America.
Mindful of the risks and costs of military action, we are naturally reluctant to use force to solve the world's many challenges.
America.
But when our interests and values are at stake,
America.
We have a responsibility to act.
America, fuck yeah, coming again to save the motherfucking day. Yeah, America, fuck yeah, freedom is the only way. Yeah. Terrorists, your game is through. Now you have to answer to America. Fuck yeah, slick my butt, dump on my bones. America, fuck yeah, what you gonna do when we come?
I don't get down like that.
to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show. In the Bay, back with my guest tonight, Simone the Funky Drummer, and we're chopping it up about music and such. And the next thing I want to get into here with you, Simone, is staying in the 90s here. You performed on a record for Mark Einzel, right? Is that how you say his name?
Yeah, correct.
American Music Club?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Fame. Not of Fame, the show. But he's of American Music Club fame. Anyway, he reissued this old record that he recorded that you played drums on.
Yeah. It was very, probably one of the coolest things that I did, because very demanding artist. And it made me step outside myself, you know, because he came, you know, from knowing me from doing, you know, more funk kind of hip hop stuff and things like that. And he just really wanted something different.
Right on. Yeah, well, I like this recording. I'd never heard it before. I'm vaguely familiar with his work. I definitely recognize his voice when I heard these recordings. I was getting ready for the show. I listened to a lot of these tracks, and I really enjoyed them, and I thought they were well-produced and, you know, very moody and evocative of a lot of different stuff. And I could totally get into this. And this is the track that I enjoyed the most. This is Cleopatra Jones from Mark Einzel, right here on Disorderly Conduct with yours truly, Vince in the Bay, with my special guest, Simone White, a.k.a. Simone the Funky Drummer. We'll be right back.
The people I was with said you were nothing but a fag hag and a dope fiend. But the song of your eyes was of the loneliest woman I've ever seen. nightcap.
Disorderly Conduct
with your host
Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what?
In the bay.
These people are idiots.
Hey, it's in the bay. The bay and the bay and the bay. It's so nice to be in the bay, too. Could be anywhere. Why not the bay? Well, I don't know. Sydney, Australia is pretty cool, too, I'm sure. But between the two, I guess you can't really lose. But I'm winning tonight. Is that not right, Charlie? Am I winning tonight, Charlie? Charlie? Earth to Charlie. Come in, Charlie.
I don't know. Winning? Anyone?
Yeah. Right on, dude.
Winning.
Yeah. All right. So we're winning tonight. Tonight the winner is Simone the Funky Drummer. We just heard a track called Cleopatra Jones. And I also kind of picked that because Cleopatra was in my mind because, what's her name, Liz Taylor passed away. So I was kind of, I went back and watched Cleopatra again, probably parts of it. And I couldn't get through it all because I don't know, after I shot my load the first time, I usually pass out. So I'm going to make it through the rest of the movie. It's a hottie, man. Liz Taylor was smoking. Speaking of smoking, I'm Vincent the Bay. I'm back here with Simone the Funky Drummer. And Simone, let's talk about your own compositions. You've recorded and composed your own work. Tell us about that and how that's coming along.
Pretty much, I'm actually working with a few artists from all over the world. And I'm just basically trying to finish my record. And it's cool because they've come into my life from traveling. And MySpace and Facebook and stuff like that. And it's actually really led me into a new direction. So I'm actually really happy with what's going on. You know, at first it was only funk, and I was going to go that way, and it started leading into a lot of more of my old stuff that I was really into as a youngster. Sorry, hearing this other crap coming out from the outside.
Is that a helicopter?
Yeah, you can hear that.
Oh my god, it's a fucking police state, dude. They have you guys on lockdown? What the fuck's going on, dude? Is it a ghetto bird idling outside your window? It's like,
you're talking to Vince in the Bay. Put the phone down. You're talking to Vince in the Bay, please. Cease and desist. Cease and desist.
Thank God they're not looking for me.
Yeah.
Or you. So some of the new stuff is actually going into a little bit more darker side.
Ooh.
So some of the stuff you've heard is a little bit more on the other side.
Ooh, let's break on through to the other side. Let's one, shall we? I got on a trip. Let's take a trip with Sim One, shall we?
Thank you. Tune to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she's sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Hey, it's Vince in the Bay back with the funky drummer himself, Simone.
Hey, man. How's it going?
Doing okay, dude. That was a quick killer track. It inspired me to take another smoke break. And very 420, because it's 420 in where you are right now, isn't it?
Oh, it's 412. It's still a little early.
Oh, man. Shit. I was so
Slow
sick.
Down.
I'm going to have you on for 420 in Sydney, Australia. This is brilliant, dude. We're making BTR history here.
This is so hilarious, man.
Yeah, it's fun. I get a little kick out of it.
Yeah, man,
I've been blessed the last week or so. I've been getting some really cool guests coming in. Last night I had these guys that are doing a web series that's going to premiere here in San Francisco at WonderCon. It's like Comic Con, but for San Francisco, I guess. And so they hung out with me last night. They're Bay Area local people, so I'm trying to keep this show kind of Bay Area ish. But but it's also global too, because obviously my listenership is definitely not restricted just to the Bay Area. But I like to call attention to the Bay. You know, hence the name Vince in the Bay as my handle on here.
love it.
Trying to branch out all over the globe, and tonight I'm with Simone, the funky drummer. He's in Sydney, Australia, and we are moments away from 420 in Sydney, Australia. We'll have an extra special Down Under edition of the Smoke Break 420 Smoke Yeah, I jumped the gun, dude. I did a little pre, because Simone, your track was so inspiring. I was just like, dude, this is a trippy song. I just gotta chill out and just blaze. I love it though, man. You know what, you for a while there, you were sending me all kinds of random shit, like just, I don't even know what they were, just random beats that you would just like come up with out of your ass and just like, here, check this out. It's like, wow, that was cool. Here, check this out. This is like reggae dub or something. And I'm like, oh, sweet. Right on. Everything you sent me was awesome.
Thank you so much. I mean, it's who I am. I mean, you know, it's funny coming over here. You know, people want to know exactly what you are, what you do, you know, one side. And being back home, you can do whatever you want. And that's pretty much what I was. I was pretty much like this complete diverse thing. And coming over here, I had to define myself as like these few things. And I'm going, no, I like to do this and I like to do that. And I still love doing all that stuff, but I have to define myself. So I had to go for funky drummer over here.
There you go.
Actually, I got to get back to teaching funky drums in a minute.
Oh, that's awesome. I wish there was some way. One of these days, I'm going to upgrade the show to where you could Skype in with your video. And, like, I should, eventually, that's the dream, right? I'll do a Ustream, and I'll bring you on, and you can do, like, a drum solo via Skype on my show. Wouldn't that be fucking cool?
Oh, hell yeah. I mean, well, I play bass and keyboards and stuff like that as well.
Oh,
but
dude, do you ever do YouTube videos? I've seen a lot of people that do this where they'll compose a song and then film it all the way through and then cut together a YouTube video of you playing everything on the screen at the same time.
I do at some points, but I try not to get bagged on like those people do. So
I've seen some people do some pretty fucking cool shit, dude.
I'm scared to, because so many people just go, "Are you? You're this and that. You suck."
Well, you know what? You can disable the comments.
Yeah, I just got to the point I was going, I'm not going to go in there. I'm like, I'm bigger than that. So I just do what I do. That's why you got my emails.
Yeah. Oh, I love what you do, man. I appreciate it. I really do. I really, really, really do.
Much. That means a lot. It's been a big journey to actually put my stuff out and let people hear it.
Right. Yeah, I love it, man. I love everything you do. Everything you've sent me, everything I've heard has been incredible. And I want to open up the lines here, 347-826-7667. If anybody out there wants to call in and has a question for me or my guest tonight, Simone, the funky drummer.
That's cool. I got about 10 more minutes.
All right. Well, we have one call here. Here we go. This is actually a regular on the program. You're lucky. You lucked out, Simone. You got one of the regulars. So I don't know if you're a fan of 80s WWF wrestling by any chance.
Actually, are you asking me or the caller?
No, you. I'm asking you. I'm trying to give you a little background on who the caller is.
Oh no, that's hilarious because my mom had a boyfriend from that period that loved it, and I actually got into it. It was hilarious. I was into it.
Oh well, you're going to be into this caller. Oh wow, man, this is really going to be. This is your night, bro. You lucked out. We have none other than the world champion, 16-time world champion. I think it's 16-time world champion. That's right. The Nature Boy, Ric Flair, is here with us. And I think he has a question for you. What's up, Nature Boy?
Yes, it is the Nature Boy. Woo! You beat the man. Woo! You've got to beat the man. Woo! Now, who is this? This is me. have on your show? Who is this loser that you have on the line? Who is he?
All right, will you give me a chance to answer the question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, well, if you were listening, you were on hold there for a while with your hand up, Nature Boy. And I did, right before I brought you on, I said who he was and what he does, but I'll do it again. This is Simone the Funky Drummer. He's a world-renowned drumming sensation. He plays other instruments, too. He's a multifaceted musician. He's recorded and performed with the likes of George Clinton, Mark Eitzel, the Midnight Voices, Disposable Heroes of Hypocrisy, and Michael Fronte and Spearhead. So
are you kidding me? It sounds like some 19-year-old high school punk. And you're telling me he's played with George Clinton, the funk master himself, George Clinton? Huh? What do you know about that funk there, buddy?
Go ahead, tell him some.
You know about that funky music? You know all the rounds. You know how to get down like James Brown.
Well, I was born into it.
Oh, you were?
Oh, yeah, that's right, man. My family basically played it for me since I was a kid. My family's from New Orleans, and I had no choice but to be funky, even if I bathed.
Wow, that's great. Well, can I get a hold of you?
I'm always funky.
I love funk music. The Nature Boy can get down a little funky music there myself. How can I get a hold of you?
Well, you got the Vince man right there. He's my link.
Well, Vince to the Bay, you get ready to get funky. Woo! Because I know you've listened to Prankville before there, buddy. Nobody knows the funky tones like the Nature Boy. Whoa.
Oh, he's the link to everything. So there you go. You got him right there.
That's right. Hey, I was going to ask you, Simone, do you have a Twitter account? I don't know if I follow you. If you do,
I don't.
Oh, dude, you got to get a Twitter account, bro. It's great.
I'm everywhere else, but I have not dived into that whole thing as well. Should I?
Where are you on Facebook?
What's that?
Where are you on Facebook?
I'm on Vince's site as well. I'm everywhere.
Yeah, if you're on YouTube, he's got YouTube videos too. If you want to see him perform, what's your YouTube channel?
No, not those. No, those actually. That was when I first moved.
If you don't want people to see those, then you should just take them down, dude. What's up with that?
That's why I only have the few ones up. Basically, testing new drum kits that I was getting at the time when I was getting new endorsements when I first moved here. So I was kind of showing off the new kits.
Right. Well, see, this is the thing I hate is comedians are like this too. They're very protective of their performances and stuff and how they're portrayed and what people see because they get embarrassed because they know that some other drummer somewhere is going to clown them if they see that out of context. So you got to I know how that is. Comedians are like that. All kinds of people are like that. And I get it, but you know what? 9 times out of 10, when I've encountered this with the musicians, they're making a mountain out of a molehill. Most people don't give a shit, really.
Well, no, a lot of people just really go off on that whole thing and just going, you can't play like this, you can't do this, and he's going, I'm just, you know, testing out the...
Disable the comments, dude. Disable comments. It's a feature now.
Yeah, I think I probably won't post anything on there, but probably songs later on.
All right. Hey, before you go here, because I know you have to run, and I really appreciate you hanging out with me, Simone. Before I let you go, too, is there anything you wanna plug or let us know before I let you go?
Oh yeah, there's a couple of other really out there projects that I really get to play on with a guy that's called 05 Rick. He works with the drummer from Porcupine Tree. I don't know if you
listening to that stuff, it's a little bit more obscure. But I'm on one of his singles coming out, and that shows me off playing besides funk. I'm playing way out, way different stuff.
Mm.
So I think that's going to really shock some people to hear me playing some really crazy stuff. So I think that's my biggest new thing, as well as this record is going to be really cool. And the jazz trio is coming out soon, playing a tour in Europe, and that's going to be really awesome, I think.
Cool. And what's this, you gave me this other track, Forgive Me by Ciara. What's that?
Oh, that's an artist from back home, out there in San Francisco.
Oh, the Bay.
Yeah, the Bizay.
Well,
the magic of the internet. This one guy that I'm old friends with is T.D. Camp. Are you familiar with him? Hip-hop producer.
No, not really, no.
He's probably like one of the hottest producers out there in San Francisco. And I met him when he was about, maybe 10 years old. And we've been talking, we reconnected on Facebook, and we were talking about doing some stuff together. We've been talking about it forever. And he sent me one track and said, play on this one. And that led into like three. And it's probably one of the coolest things I've done, like production. Forget the whole Rihanna thing like that. This girl can write. And I'm actually having a good time. And I played on that stuff, and it's so nasty.
Oh, yeah, I like it nasty. Yeah, I'm going to play it, man. All right, dude, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to let you go then, bro. Thanks for coming through, Simone. I appreciate it.
Cool. Thank you so much.
All right, bro. There he goes, Simone.
But you had me up early waiting on you. Remember that?
Oh, my bad, dude. Yeah, I totally.
You know what time I've been up since? That's why I might sound a little fuzzy. I've been up since like.
Oh, no, you sounded great, man.
No, I've been up since 4 a.m.
Wow, my bad.
Working on my own stuff is working on other people's stuff and getting ready for you.
All right, man. Well, you know what? Next time I have you on, and you're welcome on again whenever you like, we'll coordinate better and get the communication straight. Yeah. All right, man. Thanks a lot, Simone. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
All right, Simone, the funky drummer. I'm Vincent the Bay, and we're going to take a break and hear the track Forgive Me from Ciara, which features my good friend of the show now and guest for the night, Simone, the funky drummer. We'll be right back. Join me, 347-826-7667.
I can't forget you. You're in the mix with Vince in the Bay.
Vince, you stupid San Francisco 1978 Abercrombie bitch loving piece of nipple clamp loving butt plug up the ass looking hot dog licking your ass having dog humping squirrel fisting bastard.
Thank you.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Hey, Vince in the Bay. Coming back at you for another 20 minutes here. Thanks again to my special guest tonight, Simone White, the funky drummer. And now I'm joined by Dr. John. What's up, Doctor?
What's going on? You've got quite the mega mix there. It's pretty cool to listen to.
Oh, yeah. That's what I call, that's my little, one of my many little filler things that I sort of flopped together and threw out there to buy me some time and vamp while I get things situated. I had a guest that was with me for a good chunk of the show, and he called in from Australia, and we forgot to celebrate 420 with him. God damn it. See, that's what a stoner, right? Totally forgot. I had him on at 420 Sydney time, and we talked about it about five. We were talking about it about 5 minutes before it happened. And I totally went off track and forgot about it. Oh, you know what it was? It was the Nature Boy called. Does Nature Boy ever call your show, Dr. John?
Absolutely. Nature Boy, Tyrone. He's got some pastor that calls, too.
Yeah, they real nerve these guys have, huh? He's called in two nights in a row. I've had a special guest two nights in a row, and he's called in and tried to fuck with both of them. And he failed.
He's really good at that.
He failed. He failed miserably both times.
Oh, I've busted him out on my show a couple times.
Yeah. So what's going on? Your show's coming up next, right after this show. What's going on in your? What do you have planned tonight?
It's called, I think, Sleeping America. It's either Sleeping America or Waking Up America. It's about the NWO and God, the Bilderberg Group, and the North American Union, the Trilateral Commission, all that good stuff.
Oh, sick. So Illuminati conspiracy theory shit. I love it, man.
Yeah. I actually found a very cool video today. It was the day that they passed H.R. 8791. It's the actual passing of the bill that says they can actually come into your house and pretty much imprison you for no reason and slam you into a detention camp. It was filmed on C-SPAN.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, dude, I'm going to tune in for that for sure, man.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty radical, dude. How do you get into all this shit? What inspired you to pursue all this sort of phenomenon?
Oh, wow. I think it probably all started with my dad. He was very much into conspiracy theories when he was alive. And then later in life, I just got more and more into it and just digging it apart. And it's like the more you learn, the more you want to learn and uncover it and you want to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah. You know who is one of the biggest and best conspiracy theorists on BTR?
Cool.
Is? Do you know who it is?
No.
You might have had him on your show.
I'm a troll and a liar.
Ring
who?
A bell?
No.
No?
I'm a troll and a liar.
No, I haven't heard that.
No way. You never had the one angry Jew call into your show?
No, not yet.
Oh, you're kidding me. Oh, could we get the one angry Jew on here for a minute? This poor kid, he has his own BTR show, by the way. We're here, if you're just joining us, kids, we're with Dr. John. Any relation to Dr. John the performer?
No, I actually didn't learn about him until after I was trying to see how I was doing on Google, and I ended up seeing him, and wow, he can really jam out. No relation.
Oh, yeah. He's the man, dude. That's New Orleans funk Dr. John. You know what? It's funny. Today, I was walking down the street. I was walking on down Haight Street, as a matter of fact, of all places. And, scattered amongst all of the, or not even scattered, just hidden amongst all the dirty hippies and gutter punks and homeless people, legitimately homeless people. walking down the street is none other than some guy dressed up like a fucking doctor with the white coat and the laminate and the stethoscope and everything, dude. Straight up doctor just walking down the street. And I walked right by him, and I just said, doctor? And he nodded at me like it was no big thing, and he just kept walking. It was fucking awesome. I love that kind of shit.
Yeah,
right,
what's this you pasted in, you're spamming
in my chat room. What is this, the gig a pig? What's that?
This is the link to all the conspiracy videos that we put together for people. So it's got the one from today about the bill being passed, the H.R. 8791. It's got that one that was just passed, and then it's got a couple other videos. I think it was like 117 total videos in there. They got some video of the FEMA death camps, and then there's George Galloway admitting that Iraq was a huge lie and we never should have gone in there. And then there's a bunch of news footage that has since been banned from the U.S. The news stations aren't allowed to play it anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. There's no... Jesus Christ. My studio is right above... a gentleman that's out on the street screaming into his cell phone so loud it's picking it up on my microphone, I'm pretty sure. In fact, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to stick the microphone out the window and you can hear this guy's yelling on his goddamn phone in Indian. Yeah, and you know what? He yells, first of all, he yells into the phone and he sees me, he just waved at me. And he thinks that if he can just cover his mouth, that somehow that's muffling the sound. He's just like if somehow I don't visually see his mouth, like suddenly that makes the sound not made being, you know, for me to be able to hear. I don't know. I don't know the logic of these people. They hang out by their car in front of the house fucking all day long, yapping on the phone. I don't get it. Well, you know what they're probably yapping about right now? There's this guy. Yeah, this is the translation. Yes, there's this guy. He's upstairs, and he's always talking into this microphone. I don't know what the fuck his problem is. He's always talking. I think he's racist. I don't know. I'm pretty sure he's racist. That's the loose translation, paraphrasing there.
He's probably calling you infidel.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, he's Indian, dude. He's just... calling me, sir. Would you like some more naan bread, please?
Yeah, most of the call centers, aren't they in India now when you call for help on anything?
Thank you, very nice.
Stereotypically, yes, they are, I guess. I don't know. I don't use call centers. Who uses call centers now? I do everything online. Who calls customer service anymore? You call a number, and all you get is recording and automated messages and menus, and it's garbage. It's like if you don't get the product you get, or product or service you get, doesn't work off the shelf or upon delivery, you're pretty much SOL. I mean, unless you got the whole handy dandy return policy, Apple Care. Get Apple Care for everything. I don't even care if it's your fucking table. You get a brand new table for like $300, get Apple Care for it. Guaranteed to work. Oh, the great Satan in the chat room. The great Satan, if you will, oh hail all great Satan, if you will, if there's any way you could conjure up the one angry Jew. We have just a few moments left with Dr. John, and I'd love, while he's here, to experience the Jew for just, even if it's just a couple moments. One Angry Jew, please, if you could not, because the One Angry Jew is a very deviant, sinister character here on Late Night BTR. And he was actually, if you go to my archives, he was my co-host, actually, last week, I think. Was it last week or the other day? I don't know. It just doesn't matter. If you go in the archives, One Angry Jew was my co-host, and just go check the archives. It's I don't know, like last week, but anyways, here he is, none other than the One Angry Jew. Let me introduce you properly. What's your name, Dr. John? Okay,
Yeah.
Dr. John, I introduce you now to none other than the infamous One Angry Joe.
I concur on the Apple Care thing because my quad core 27 inch iMac is courtesy of Apple Care.
Yeah, see, the One Angry Jew, not only is he a troll and a liar, but he's also very wise. So, you know, while you're being insulted by him, also heed his knowledge.
I will. I think that all people who use Macs are superior to those who use PCs, so.
Well, I make my living by fixing PCs. And swore a year and a half ago that I was never going to touch another PC unless I was paid to do it.
Well, that's good. At least you're being paid to do it.
I got tired of reinstalling my own computers all the time. And that doesn't mean the Macs are perfect. They're not. I have found the Achilles heel of Macintosh. If anybody's going to find it, I'm going to find it.
Oh, hey, I got a question for you guys. Well, I got you guys both here. What do you think about these rebels? These rebels were supposedly teaming up with in Libya right now. I want to get to the bottom of who the fuck
they're
these Al-Qaeda. Characters are. They're Al Qaeda.
Yeah, we're gonna arm them.
How do we know?
If
they're Al-Qaeda, don't we have them armed already?
Well, yeah, but we're gonna now step it up, just like they did in Afghanistan years ago, and you saw where that went. They need Al Qaeda, and they need
This is the Zygmunt Brzezinski formula, by the way.
Yeah.
They were talking about it on a bunch of different channels today. How it's the false flag, basically.
Well, Gaddafi is not a false flag. Gaddafi is Gaddafi, but this whole uprising is has been done by us. So.
Yeah, man, watch out. The Libyans are coming. But don't worry, Barack Obama, the Nobel Peace Prize winner, will save us, kids.
Well, look,
we'll be fine.
The presidents of the United States use every country as a excuse to write executive orders declaring states of emergency. So I'm sure that Barack Obama signed a couple of executive orders in the last week or two, declaring that the state of emergency in the United States because of what's going on over in Libya. We have states of emergency for all sorts of reasons. But we use those states of emergency to continue the one emergency that was started in 1933 that really is the progenitor of everything going on today. So, and we're seeing the fruits of that particular lineage now coming to bear. And everything, I'll tell you what, everything's going to hell fast. I don't even think that the American people have enough brains in their head left to pay attention to everything that's going on. And what about China, Japan? Nobody's paying attention to that. Meanwhile, you're going to have meltdown, which who knows what that's going to mean. We're in uncharted territory. I've decided that nuclear power is not something we should be doing.
I have been a devout, loyal subscriber to Webster Tarpley's weekly podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since this Japan thing, he has stopped beating the drum for nuclear power. He used to be one of the biggest.
I don't think anybody can claim that we can control it. I don't believe
impossible.
There's no way
it's impossible. Especially where we have them now. We have them in California on faults, near faults, not on faults.
It's like a doomsday device if you think about it.
It's a huge nuclear bomb. It's fucking Jack Bauer come to life.
Yeah, but that's not how they're going to throw America into chaos. That's all well and good, and keeps people busy for a little bit. But this whole thing that just came out today with the letters saying that they've got nuclear bombs in 150 places around America, let me tell you, I wouldn't live near a small city. I think the bigger cities are safe. When our government decides that it's time for a false flag event and they bomb a city, it won't be a major city because they'll have to clean it up. It'll be something like Charleston, North Carolina, or Charleston, West Virginia, or something where you got enough people where they can kill. You know, they could have killed a lot more than 3,000 people in 2001. They didn't need to. That was sufficient to look at all they've gotten done on taking down two buildings and killing 3,000 people. Man, this fucking cold is still hanging on. So they're going to do a nuclear something or other. It's not going to be messy or sloppy like 9/11 was. It's not going to be all these telltale things around for people to find that point back to the government. It's just going to be nothing. But I don't think they're going to do a New York or San Francisco or even a Philadelphia. I think it'll be a small town.
Yeah. Craziness. Well, hey, thanks a lot to Dr. John for hanging out with me. Looks like he had to bail to go start his show. I think I'm going to go check that out myself.
Do you know everybody threw me out of their chat room? I didn't even say anything. I just kind of like...
What chat room? What chat room did you throw out of?
Well, let's see. Huh? I got thrown out of GG something or other, 113, conservative TNT. That asshole threw me out. He's a dickhead. Somebody else threw me out. Who the hell was it?
Well, Debbie Daly.
Debbie doesn't bother with me.
Debbie's been having some serious hardcore trolling going her way lately. It's been abnormally sinister.
Yeah, not for me.
No, I'm not saying from you. I'm just saying in general. That's like she chatted with me today on the internet.
And this bothers
her? Goddamn, the pin I entered can suck my fucking cock, you bitch. Fuck BTR, it can suck a dick.
BTR is pretty bad. Oh, look at this. A window has just popped up. Opinion Central. I'm assuming it wants my opinion on BTR. Is that possible?
What opinion of what show? What are you talking about, dude?
Some window has just popped up from Opinion Central.
Uh-huh.
The window may present you with an Opinion Central survey. All results are strictly confidential. Please ignore this window and continue browsing in the other window. Well, I don't get that. Kind of Opinion Central it almost looks like. Blog Talk Radio's web design. Oh, well.
Interesting. It's a conspiracy to delve into further. Thanks for joining me, Jew. Really appreciate you coming out of the woodwork at the last minute there. Great, great work as per usual. Appreciate the input. Thanks to everybody who came through tonight. Dr. John, Nature Boy, the One Angry Jew, and, of course, my special guest tonight, Simone, the Funky Drummer. And it was great hanging out with him. And I will check you out again tomorrow night, I guess. I don't know. Nothing squared away yet, but I don't know. What's tomorrow, Thursday? Thursday might just be open lines or something. I don't know. We'll figure it out. In the meantime, check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. And check out my bloggity blog. It's vinceinthebay.blogspot.com. And I will tickle your eardrums again very soon, kiddos. Take care. Until then, bye-bye.
you know, the theater folk, they must be very busy watching Glee or something tonight.